kid you not, there's a new sort of yoga encouraging people to exercise their true animal instincts. Luke Burbank has the proof.
It's a typical Sunday at Laughing Frog Yoga Studio in Santa Monica, California. Yoga enthusiasts are lined up, mats in hand, ready to go.
Perfect. All right, you guys are good to go.
But this particular class can't start until two of its most adorable participants show up.
Come on, guys. Come on.
Floyd and Roscoe.
You ready? Want to go do some yoga?
They're really funny creatures. They're affectionate. They're social.
Hi, goat.
But the thing that is really neat about goats is that they seem to bring out the best in people.
Tuck the toes, lift.
Michelle Tritton is Floyd and Roscoe's mom.
People really have a good time with them. They say things like, this is the best day of my life. I can't remember the last time I smiled this big. And so it's like, they make people feel good. The goats have no boundaries. They'll do anything.
And she means anything.
You got PETA?
Yes, yes, which I believe is very lucky. So hopefully now I'm going to win the lottery this week or something good is going to happen, since my mat is a little bit wet.
If yoga is all about breathing, then goat yoga might be all about laughter. Now, goat yoga just seems like something they would have invented in Southern California. But it actually got its start in 2016, almost 1,000 miles to the north.
So this is where the magic happens, as they say.
It is.
In the central Oregon town of Albany.
I had been at a point in my life where it was really a mess. I was going through a divorce, got diagnosed with a disease, and so I would come home every day and spend time with the goats, and it's impossible to be sad and depressed when you have goats around you.
Hi, guys.
Lainey Morse started offering this goat therapy to others, hosting goat happy hours where people could just come and hang out with the goats. That led to a conversation with a friend who, it just so happens, is a yoga instructor.
The goats are all around us, and she's like, you should really let me have a yoga class out here. I said, okay, but the goats are going to be all over the humans. You know this, right? And she was like, cool.
The idea took off immediately.
Thousands of people were lining up to do these classes. And, you know, at the end, I had like 2,400 people on this wait list to do goat yoga.
In fact, it proved so popular that Morse eventually quit her marketing job to run goat yoga full time.
I have big and small, old and young, people who've never even tried yoga before come to these classes.
There's no denying that more and more people are seeing goats less and less as just livestock. And goats looking cute and making silly sounds,
yeah,
seem to be popping up everywhere, from the Country Music Awards.
Like everybody else in Nashville, we're all caught up in the biggest workout craze this year.
Goat yoga!
To YouTube. Front and center, thanks in part to Leanne Laracella. She was working as a corporate event planner when she got two baby goats on a whim.
That's Ansel over here. He's kind of the king, and this is the queen of the herd. Those were my first two rescues. What surprised me about being a goat owner was how much I liked it. Working outside with goat poop and hay and straw, and the more time that I spent cleaning stalls, the less that I wanted to go back to the city and go to work. So I took the plunge and quit my job with zero plans. And on my first day of unemployment, Instagram featured one of my photos on their homepage, and I got like 30,000 followers within a few hours. I took it as a sign that I was on the right track.
Today, Laracella's full-time job is caring for the Goats of Anarchy, her Instagram-famous herd of mostly disabled goats from her home in rural New Jersey.
Luckily, because of social media, people are finding out there's a crazy goat lady in New Jersey that will take your goat with no legs.
You okay with us putting that message out on CBS?
Yeah.
That there's a crazy goat lady in New Jersey that will take your special needs goat?
Sure.
And if there's an especially legendary goat, sort of the Kim Kardashian of ruminants? It would have to be Polly, a blind goat that, according to Laura Sella, suffered from anxiety attacks unless it was wearing a duck costume. And yes, Polly's story is now the subject of a kid's book. And it took her a while, but even Laura Sella has embraced goat yoga at her farm. At least her version of it.
We use full-size goats. We don't use baby goats. So this is yoga at your own risk.
And just let your hands fall into
a risk I was willing to take.
Like
and
this?
Maybe kiss your goat.
It was fun. What with all the adorable distractions?
Just take a goat break.
Yeah, you can totally take a goat break.
I like it.
So your breath in will reach the arms up overhead.
The petting break over, we got back to the session. Before wrapping things up in the customary goat yoga fashion, with a chant of Namaste.
The light in me bows to the light in you, Quincy.